In the music video for Last Christmas by Wham, glowing, attractive and happy people with skis cavort in the snow before retreating to an alpine lodge. Although there are some lingering sad looks because George's partner is now with Andrew, the overall impression is of wonderful times. The snow is thick and white, and everyone wears beautiful coats. In the milk tray advert of the 70s, a man, sleek in black, descends the slopes by ski, leaping periodically into an azure sky, all because his lady needs the chocolates. When in 1984, a handwritten note was pinned on a notice board in a County Antrim school asking, "Are you interested in a ski trip?" These two key snow-related texts were no doubt in the minds of many of the students who thought, "Do you know what? Yes, I am interested in a ski trip." And so, a group gathered to hear that the trip would happen the week before Christmas. It would cost £140, and it would be to Pampurovo in Bulgaria. Practically no one had ever skied before, and most of us, in our parochial teenage way, weren't sure where Bulgaria was, but we couldn't sign up quick enough. In order to prepare for the downhill experience, it was arranged that we would travel to a place some distance outside Belfast for dry skiing lessons. The dry ski centre approximated an arrangement of what seemed to be outsized bristled doormats on a 45-degree slope. But some people loved the dry skiing. They immediately had a knack for it. I found it difficult to get up the slope, never mind come down it. "Don't worry, love," the instructor said. "When you actually get on real snow, I can tell you are going to be a natural." This was something I doubted. In the weeks leading up to the trip, there was also the hiring of the salopettes. In the shop, I stared forlornly at the reflection in the mirror, a two-piece ensemble of salopettes and ski jacket in baggy brown nylon. I imagined a Vida loaf hesitantly moving down a mountainside. "Have you not got anything in black or tighter?" I asked. "Are you imagining yourself as the milk tray man?" the woman asked. "Oh, no way, not at all." Although I was imagining myself as the milk tray man. "Well," the woman said, "brown's all we got. But I did get some new clothes for the trip. A thin, fake leather jacket and thin, fake leather skirt. People said I would be freezing. I didn't care." And so, the week before Christmas, a plane took off from Aldergrove to Plovdiv in Bulgaria. 30 suitcases stuffed with the same brown padded nylon from the same shop. But when it touched down, there was no whiteness. Just tarmac. Black tarmac. "Where's the snow?" we demanded. The teachers weren't overly perturbed. "Where we're heading to is 60 miles away," they said. "It's up in the mountains. There'll be snow up there." The bus made its way towards Pampurovo. At one point, one of the teachers said, "Kids, you do realise that we're behind the Iron Curtain?" We peered out, expecting to see some corrugated iron structure. But all we saw was no snow. At the hotel, there had been a mix-up with the booking. Everyone would now have to share a single bed with another pupil. There was, it must be said, a little snow, a light skiff, enough for a paltry snowball maybe, but not enough for skiing. The disappointment hung heavy. There was a disco that played Europop, and also, perhaps surprisingly, Killing Joke. It became a regular nighttime haunt for everyone. But we were up a mountain in a tiny village with only a couple of hotels. Although there was no snow, it was freezing. The fake leather jacket and skirt were a mistake. Days were spent lying on the single beds, eating sweets and talking about what we would do at Christmas when we got back home, or trying on each other's clothes. We were bored a lot of the time. In the evenings in the hotel, there was a band that would play Beatles covers while we had our dinner. Not too many people were sorry when the week was over, and the brown salopettes were returned unused to the shop. 2 years later, in 1986, the record label 4AD released a recording of traditional folk songs performed by the Women's Chorus of Bulgarian State Radio. It sold 100,000 copies, and I loved listening to it. And so, when I recall this holiday, my memories of the coach journeys through the countryside and the mountains out the window of the hotel room were transmogrified a little, since they were soundtracked by the amazing and strange close harmonies of those Bulgarian women. But in the mix, Wham was still there.